Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Obviously, during any offseason, there's going to be changes. But, you know, just based on what was said yesterday, Jack's obviously frustrated. Sam's frustrated. I mean, who knows what this team's going to look like in Kevin's, you know, second offseason as GM. But what's it like entering a summer when you really just don't know what this team is going to look like? And, you know, you being, it's weird to call you one of the older guys, you could have a prominent role in, you know, maybe shaping what this team's going to be next year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, what happens in the summer is up to Kevin and those guys. And like all I'm gonna do is focus on myself and do whatever I can to become a better hockey player for next year. I'm gonna work very hard this summer, and I'm gonna be prepared for next year for sure. I mean, that's where my mindset is, and that's all I can control. So like I'm not worried about anything. I'm just focus on myself and just become a better hockey player.
Victor, how did you become a better hockey player this season? And what steps do you need to take to be a bigger contributor 5-on-5, in your opinion?
I just had a great talk with Kevin about that. And I feel like I got to be a little bit more, play a little bit more on the inside and be good around the net and score, find ways to score more goals, like in around the net. I mean, I know I can score from the outside. Like I know I have a good shot and I'm going to get my opportunities and score goals from the outside. So it's just kind of get more on the inside and just be a little bit more close to the net and score a little bit more of those dirty goals. It doesn't always have to be that pretty. So I think that's the biggest key for me to take the next step and become a better goal scorer overall.
Good morning, Victor. Thanks for hopping on. I know you mentioned, you know, obviously you can score from the outside. We've all seen your shot. We know what you can do. Over the summer, what are things that you can do to kind of help yourself play near the net? Is it a focus on adding muscle under your frame? Is it work? Is it just, you know, kind of watching film and seeing where guys go?
Yeah, I would think it's more of a mindset, like just to like kind of like go on the inside. I don't think I have to add much, much weight or anything like that. I'm sure I can add a couple of pounds, but I don't think that's an issue really. I feel strong on the ice, even like battling and puck protection. I feel like I can hold guys on my back, and like I'm not worried about that. So I would say it's more like look at video, look at the areas, like what I can do differently, like just the timing of it, maybe like come in like find that open ice on the back door, like come in, just I don't know, yeah, just looking more at the video. Then I don't think it's more like a physical standpoint. It's got to be better and read the game a little bit better in the offensive zone, just to come to the inside a little bit more and find opportunities.
Hey, Victor, as much as you want to focus on yourself this summer, how discouraging is it knowing that three of your team leaders aren't sure if they want to be here next season?
I mean, like I said, that's not my thing to discuss, really. Like, all I can do is focus on myself, focus on the team, and that's what I'm going to do. So it's nothing like I really wanted to discuss, and I don't have anything to say about that, really. It's just like I'm just focused on myself to become a better hockey player. That's all I can control, right? So that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, Victor, I wanted to ask you about Linus Ullmark and how you would describe the feeling the team has playing in front of him.
No, he was unbelievable for us this year. And like, unfortunately, he had those injuries, which was tough for both him and the team. But I think he's a world-class goalie when he's healthy and playing at his best. It feels very safe to have him in net. And hopefully he'll be back here healthy and ready to go next year.
Hi, Victor. We saw the impact that Don Granato had with a lot of the younger players. What kind of challenges did he give to you? How much did you feel the impact that he had really can help you young guys going forward?
I felt like we, just overall with Donnie, I felt like we played better hockey. I felt like we managed the puck a little bit better. And that's what he wanted us to play freely out there. So I like that. I love that mindset. I like feeling free on the ice and like, obviously, there's things you got to do defensively, this and that, but he made us just go out and play and enjoy it. And I think we all benefit from that. And I think we all kind of took a step playing that way. And so I'm really excited looking into next year.
Going back to Linus, yesterday he told us how awful some days were for him. Did you know that? And how did you think he handled all that?
It's been a tough year for Linus for sure. Especially in like early this year, like he lost his dad and like that was a really tough time for him. And we all were trying to support him the best way we could. And then I also know like the position he's in when he's been injured, it's not easy. I was in that position last year, and especially this year for him, he didn't have his family here either. So he spent a lot of time by himself. So obviously it's been a tough year for him in that aspect. So we were all trying to support him the best way we could. And I think he did a hell of a job though. And I'm sure he'll come out of this a lot stronger.